We're here at the start of the 2015 Commodity Classic, which started with BASF Crop Protection awarding scholarships for corn, for soybeans, and for wheat. With me is our wheat grower representative, and can you introduce yourself for me?
Yes, I'm Phil McLean from North Carolina, and I'm the National Wheat Foundation Vice Chairman.
Okay, and tell me just a little bit about the background of this scholarship award.
Well, Jerry Minori was somebody that worked with the wheat industry at BASF, and he passed away several years ago, and so they had this on, in honor of him to carry on the tradition that he brought to wheat.
How do you feel about BASF taking this initiative to help ensure the future of agriculture?
Well, they're just another one of our partners that's doing a great job. And you know, the youth is our future. And if we don't educate them and give them the opportunity, then we're not going to do well as an industry. So I'm really excited about having these young people apply for this.
All right. Thank you very much. And let's meet some of these scholarship award winners. You are one of our wheat scholarship award winners. And could you introduce yourself for me, please?
J.D. Roseman.
And where are you from?
Creston, Washington.
Creston, Washington. And you're going to school where?
Oklahoma State University.
And you want to be an ag communicator, right? So you like my gold mic, right?
Yeah, yes, it's very good.
So what made you decide to go into that?
Basically, my senior year of high school, I was lucky enough to be one of the ag ambassadors for the Washington Association of Wheat Growers. And through that, just kind of discovered that we really have a disconnect between consumers and producers, and to go into the AgCom field and be able to try and bridge that gap through through a PR campaign or just getting out there and educating people really just kind of really solidified what I wanted to do after college. So
how's this scholarship going to help you?
It'll help greatly. Without a state tuition, it's very nice to have this, and it's an honor to be a recipient of this award.
So. All right, excellent. Congratulations. And here is our next scholarship winner, Matthew. Matthew, introduce yourself for me, please.
Matthew Stubbs from Dusty, Washington.
And what school are you going to, and what are you going to be majoring in?
I attend Colorado State University, and I am majoring in soil and crop science and ag business.
So what is your background agriculturally that made you want to go into that?
So I grew up on a very small dryland wheat farm, family run. I started out as an engineer, and I really liked it. There were some components that I really liked, but I realized that I didn't want to sit in an office and stare at a computer every day. And so naturally I turned to farming, and I really want to help producers and just make sure that they can be the most efficient and informed as possible.
So how is this scholarship money going to help you?
It's going to be great. Just as JD said, you know, out-of-state tuition's kind of hard, so it'll really be a great help to put forth toward my education.
Well, congratulations, Matthew. All right, here is our third Wheat Scholarship winner, and Maya, could you introduce yourself for me, please?
My name's Maya Wall, and I'm from Lind, Washington.
And where are you going to school, and what are you majoring in?
I'm going to Kansas State University to get an agricultural communications and a minor in political sciences.
Why did you choose that major?
I really want to be a part of agriculture, but I know that my brother's going to come home and farm, so another way to do that is to really work at the legislative level, because sometimes it's not as people aren't aware of how important politics is to the world of agriculture, and I want to be a part of it.
And how is this scholarship going to help you?
Paying for out-of-state tuition, most definitely. It's not cheap to go to college and get an education, but I'm trying my hardest to make it as easy as possible for my parents and myself, and this is just one of the ways.
Well, bless your heart and congratulations. And our final Wheat Scholarship winner was Faith Wendt from Illinois, and she is also a double scholarship winner. She also won the Corn Scholarship, and we'll interview her at that point.